Everyone, and welcome to episode 303 of the 8-Bit Geek. If this is your first time with us, or your 300th, let me fill you in on what it's like around here. It's a lot like Froyo, you know? I mean, who doesn't like Froyo? You know, you go in, you grab your cup, you choose what flavor you want. I mean, they have so many. My personal favorite is Original Tart, but they have Red Velvet, Cookies and Cream, Strawberry. So the list goes on. And then you got the toppings. You choose fruit. They've got candy. You didn't fucking put cereal on that shit. They've got cereal. Fuck. It's so good. Then before you check out, you can choose if you want hot chocolate. Or not hot chocolate, but what's that? That fudge? Hot fudge? You can put hot fudge on it. Mm-hmm. Or caramel. Or caramel, however you want to pronounce it. And then you weigh that bitch. And you're out the door for around $6. Fuck. Honestly, when I sat down to write this week's intro, I just wanted some Froyo. And they closed the one closest to me. It's no more. So now I just dream about it. I'm Jeremy. And with me today are two men who ingest Froyo through their anus.
I'm sorry?
It's the fastest way to get the nutrients.
Oh, man.
Man, if you want some hot fudge going in, you're gonna get some hot fudge coming out, am I right?
The cereal cuts sometimes, but it's worth it.
Jesus. Oh. Jesus.
I'm Kevin.
Must be cold.
It's gotta be.
Like, you know, you just spread your cheeks and just
Can you get brain freeze if it's going through your colon?
The work?
Like, and does that take longer then? Because it's got to go through like a mile and a half of intestines or something.
Yeah, it's just butt freeze. That's all.
That's another way to get blue balls. But they're they're frozen.
Yeah. No. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, I'm new to the dad joke thing. It's new for me.
How long does it take for you guys to get kicked out before, you know? Can you get it? How many scoops can you get in your butt before they tell you to leave?
Less than one.
In this case, a buttload can be quantified here. And, you know, like we did in the pre-show, I've gotten really no butt, so there's no real handle. It's like using a little mini scoop to kind of grip it. So maybe half a scoop for me. Like I said, I got no junk in my trunk, man.
Yep. I like how someone in the chat goes, "Oh, I love how super sweet this intro was," and then it just went downhill.
Yeah, we take it downhill real quick.
Oh my goodness! If you're watching live on Twitch tonight, you're not going to get any cameras. Why, Doug?
I feel like I just did this because of the Discord app, and it is not working correctly. I tweeted at Discord last week. They are aware of the issue. They're looking to fix the issue. It's just I'm pissed it's not fixed yet. Mm-hmm. But I guess they pushed some update that fucked up the capture stuff, so it's just dumb. So yeah, we're working on it. I mean, as I said, they're working on it. Hopefully, we'll have it back soon. It's annoying as fuck. So
it is. So we apologize, but as I said before, it's just like, you know, just pretend that we're on the radio. We're speaking to you.
Hey, everybody! This is Jeremy from Hat 97. Along here with the Doug and the Kev.
I'd like to re-roll, please. Request re-roll.
Oh, this is Doug here. 1940s radio. This is the only radio voice like that. Bringing you all the news from the front lines.
from the front lines. That's sweet. Kev.
Definitely not my name. I'm Kevin. I was an intern here, and they put a mic in front of me. I don't really have a voice for this, but hopefully I'll do all right.
Crazy Iron the Douche.
Oh, we need to have the drops, the toilet flushing.
Yeah, we need all those, like, yeah.
Ooh, mommy.
You just put two things together?
How did you do that so fast?
Oh, shit. Well, if you like the intro, if you like who we are, this is a great indication of what you're going to get. So you can subscribe to us, you know, over on Audio Boom. Audio Boom is a great platform, and we say that because they pay us to say that. They're great. They're the best company ever. They're better than Amazon. You can't order anything on them, but you can listen to stuff, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. Audio Boom, they pay for our airwaves. You know, it's how we get out to the folks, so we appreciate them. If you don't want to subscribe over on Audio Boom, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. You can always follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And, of course, every Monday night, we record this show live on Twitch. So people are interacting. You probably heard us talking at some point if you've listened to the show. Come on in and listen on Twitch to us.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know when that's coming back. We'll get video soon. But if you cannot make it to a live show and you like listening to the podcast, hit up Discord. It's on our website. We have a link there. And what is Discord? Discord. Discord is a wonderful, wonderful tool that we utilize to bring the community to life. We have a ton of users over there. You can make some friends. You can play some games. And you can talk to us. And so you can use that tool. Do it today on the website. And, of course, we have other shows on the network. We have 8-Bit Saga and Divas Dropkicks and Dives. You can check them out. And Brainberry Tarts is due to come back sometime. So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we've moved over to Patreon. This is where we beg and we plead and we pretty much tell you that we're homeless in order for you to reach in those goddamn pockets and pull out a $5 bill and scan it. Take a scanner. You scan that $5 bill into the internet. And then you email it to us using the Patreon website. So you can do that, and then we'll give you some content through the 56K modem that we have on site at patreon.com. They will download it once a week. You'll get some cool content. It'll take a week, but you'll get it. It's a lot of fun. It's cool stuff. But jokes aside, Patreon is a great tool that we also use in order to pay for stuff that we need and to promote the show to other people with advertising and all that good stuff. All of you who are a Patreon get extra content like pre-show, post-shows. We also have daily shows. We have a comic book that we release on there every week. We have extended versions of 8-Bit Saga. We have Divas Dropkicks and Dives. They release some photos of scantily clad Kev. I mean, there's a ton of content.
Oh, that's all over the network.
there's a ton of content there for you to consume just for helping us out. With that, let's get into what we call the meat and potatoes of the show with misconnections. Every week, we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do add little a little bit. But we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
And it's me again. Back at it. It's so weird not hearing anything because it makes me feel so uncomfortable just starting to talk. So this week, Merrick chose Doug to be Jer's creeper voice
for his misconnection. All right. Oh my god. Just the title of this one is perfect for everything we've been talking about so far.
It was destiny.
All right, let me see if I can find this creeper voice. Let me figure out where it's at. Brindini earmuffs, I'm sure. Just gonna go into say
it. Yeah, you're too young for this. There it is.
You were my butt shock.
Fuck yeah.
Male for women.
Is this what it sounds like?
We met a long ago when we were really young. We have reunited and communicated on a regular basis now. We have both missed each other still after all those years.
Oh. Don't forget the slurps.
Oh, come on.
We still share our most intimate issues, which we share with no others.
Sorry, Jer laughed. It was killing
you broke him.
I still remember your tickle spot.
Sorry. There's so much more. Jesus Christ.
Ask me how I know. GB.
Green Bay?
Green Bay.
Oh.
Sound like you? Covered in paint and dirt. Would rather chase cows and heels than go somewhere fancy.
I can't. This is fucking so.
Go. You only have like.
Three paragraphs left.
Two paragraphs left. You got this. Final stretch.
Prefer to be outside in dirt than inside with people.
What?
Refuse to wear.
Oh no.
A diamond.
Uh-oh.
Girls occasionally get along with snobs. Moody and ill-tempered.
So drawn out.
Frankenfurter over here.
Loves wild sex.
Nice.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
And the next paragraph or whatever isn't for me. Cool. Jesus fucking Christ.
All right. So Ratty, Ratty did a doozy here. I hope Caleb isn't here. Because I'm supposed to do Caleb.
I'm sorry?
I'm supposed to do him. And Doug, stop reading. Stop reading
I'm reading the chat.
Okay. So I want to say, first of all, that like Doug said last week, this is not the person that I'm doing. It's a exaggerated version of the person I'm intimidating
with my words,
imitating. So, oh God. So I'm sorry, Caleb. I love you. I didn't really work out his voice, so this is going to be a doozy. All I did was work out the details, but not his voice.
Well, do you need a second? Because Queen Shutterbug resubscribed for 2 months in a row. So that'll give you a second.
I'm doing my okay, ready?
What's that?
Hey everyone, it's me, Caleb. Insert charm here. If you don't know me, not likely, I am 8-Bit Saga. Oh, hi Kev. Insert compliment here.
Hi Caleb.
How are you?
You know, I'm here.
Insert laughter to make you feel special here.
Oh, thanks, Caleb. I think.
Doug is here too. Insert put down about Saga here.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Take a limb. I don't even care. Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I will. We'll take two.
All right.
Insert come back here.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Anywho, this goes out to all the single ladies and men out there. Insert pickup line here. Furtive glances. I see the glances you steal when I walk your way or standing near your desk. I've watched your eyes travel down the big bulge in my slacks. I know you caught me looking at your curves. Ooh. Down your shirt, boobs. At your ass as you walk away. Who's going to make the first move? Or just message me here so I could talk about what we do in private. Insert smooth look into the camera here.
Which unfortunately no one can see but us.
It's very awkward.
Great.
There it is.
So what's Kev doing?
What the fuck? I was wondering why it was so cold in here. Who left the window open at my house?
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Hey! 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 Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, Jeremy!
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Awesome. Long time no see.
This is different.
Yeah. Hey, Doug. How you doing? How's your kids? How's your wife?
Fine.
Could you tell him, give him a big kiss for me, each one?
Okay.
Cool. Where's Sean?
I don't know. I think he might be dead.
Oh. Well, I hope I see him next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyway, this was Walmart. I find myself going there every once in a while. There's this beautiful curvy woman.
Curvy?
Curvy?
Curvy. At the Killian Walmart.
Clean.
Sunday, December 30th, around 6 p.m., over by Lowe's. You were walking by with two other people.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed you and watched you walk away. And you turned around and smiled. You saw me looking at that ass. I couldn't help it, you know, it was right there. I saw you again as I was pulling out of the parking lot, but I couldn't say anything to you because I was with my girl. I've been married for many years.
You mean your wife?
Yeah, whatever. You guys don't call him your girl?
Oh, okay.
I call each one of them my girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, you can edit that out. This isn't live.
Yes,
there's no cameras.
Oh, no.
Anyway, you're so fine. If you think this is you... Please hit me back. Your boy, Marky Mark. Going out the window. Conversations!
I think Marky was going through puberty. Marky Mark!
Yeah,
it was, you know what? Because it's a little colder here in Kansas City, not like Texas. So when he comes out, you know, he's experiencing some shrinkage, if you will.
Comment. In the chat, did Mark convert from Jedi to Jewish stereotype?
Ha! I was in the parking lot. I was a little verklempt.
I noticed your tuchus.
I noticed your tuchus. And I was wondering if I could grab a piece of it. I'm old!
Oh, man. Let's get into the top box office. Glass remains your leader. It's number one again after 2 weeks. I mean, it wasn't difficult. It made $19 million. and brings it up to 73 mil. The only movie to come out that bombed this week, the Kid Who Would Be King.
Yeah.
Which
I was reading, like, I think its budget was close to 70 million, 60 or 70 million, 60 million, I think is what the budget was for that movie.
The market, I mean, the marketing was not good.
It was crazy. So I saw one trailer for it. I don't remember when I saw it, but I was like, okay, all right, this doesn't look too bad. Mm-hmm. And then the second trailer, I was like, this looks bad. Like, yeah. It was crazy how, like, one trailer made it look fun, and then the other one was just like, ugh.
Is it based off like a book or anything? Like, I've never even heard of this beforehand. Like, honestly, I haven't even seen a trailer.
It's like a retelling of the tale of King Arthur. Mm-hmm. So this kid finds the sword in the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Pulls it out.
It looked fun. But again, like it ended up looking pretty shitty, but it does have Patrick Stewart in it, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's Merlin.
I think he's Merlin, old Merlin.
Spoilers.
Yeah, because they show this one kid who is Merlin, but he disguises himself as a kid to find the new Arthur. So,
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it was bad stuff. Let's see. Aquaman has become the highest grossing DC film of all time now.
Wow. So good on him.
Take that, Batman.
Yeah, Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Batman, the Joker is in the news today.
Mm.
Because you guys know that Joker movie's coming out, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they rewrote the entire movie while they were shooting it.
Cool.
So either that, I mean, it's been done before, and it can either go one of two ways, and only one of two ways. There's no third way. Either A, it's like, oh, this turned out to be fucking awesome. Or, this turned out to be fucking bad.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there could be, this is just okay. I really would have liked to have seen what the original was.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, it's one of the two. But Zazie Beetz is quoted saying the script was great. We rewrote the whole thing while we were shooting. So she says it's great.
Yeah.
Zazie Beetz also, you may know her as Domino from Deadpool.
Also, she's on Atlanta, and she's fucking great in it. I love, Zazie Beetz is fantastic. I can't wait to see what she does in The Joker. So
she is gorgeous. I love her. I'm curious who she is playing.
Yeah. I'd be willing to get a divorce and remarry for her. Just saying. Sorry, Ash, if you listen to this in the future. Sorry, Colin, if you listen to this in the future.
And sorry, Zazie Beetz, if you listen to this in the future.
Yeah.
There's no way you would go for me, but, you know, we can all dream, right?
Oh, man, I'm so curious who she is. I'm so fucking curious. I'm going to see if IMDb has any leads for me.
Let's see. Kevin Smith is in the news, and any chance I get to talk about Kevin Smith, I will. Mm-hmm. And his movie, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, has been acquired by Saban Films. So, obviously, we're talking crossover now. There's going to be the Power Rangers in this film, right? That's what we're doing? Is that what it is?
I can see that.
Yeah. So, if you don't know what the next film in the Jay and Silent Bob series is, it's called Reboot because they're going to make fun of reboots, remakes, and itself for being one. So it should be a good time. Obviously the script had to be good enough to get a kind of a big player like this. That's not like an indie film company, you know. This is a top dog. It's gonna be a good movie.
Good.
I hope it is anyways.
The last one was hilarious. I love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah. And so. Jason Mewes is getting into shape. He's been like, whew, they're in their 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's been on this big diet and workout regimen that he's getting swole. I follow him on Instagram and stuff, and he's putting in the work. He's probably gonna have a shirtless scene where Kev has to lick something off of his tight abs. God, make it happen.
Wait,
what's that?
Would you guys... Me, Kev, or Kevin Smith?
Oh, I don't know. I blacked out. I don't. Did I say something?
Because if that gets me a chance to be in a Kevin Smith movie, fuck it. I'll do it.
We all would.
Yeah.
The Funko movie is in development, guys. We're going to get a Funko movie
from Warner Brothers.
Don't care. Big old bag of don't give a shit.
But you love Funko Pops.
I used to. Here's the problem. I think we can all agree. They oversaturated the market.
God damn, did they ever.
Like, it was great when they were, you know, there was only so many characters, but now they literally have characters for every fucking thing. Mm-hmm. And to the point where you can look at a pop, and if you did not see it in the box, you'd be like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. There is no distinguishable features about this motherfucker. Who the fuck is this? And then you find out, oh, it's supposed to be Neville Longbottom. And you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to know that's Neville?
Just correction. There isn't Funko Pops made out of everyone. The 8-Bit Geek does not have Funko Pops yet.
But that's just a matter of time. You know how easy it is to get one of these made? Mm-hmm. Really fucking easy.
Yeah. I mean, we could write them. That? We could write them and be like, hey, guys, we are Z-level celebrities, and we would like a Funko Pop made of us. And they'll go, yeah, sure, why not?
I mean, Ed found a place where you can literally, you pay so much and you can get them made, because he was like, I'm going to get a Sawbone. I'm going to get a Kale. Like, I'm going to get a he was going to get them made for the show.
I'm so disappointed in you, Doug.
Why?
Because I told you the story about how I was going to get them made for us for episode 300. And I talked about this with your wife. And then I shared the story with you. And then Ed asked me about it. And I shared it with him.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh. How could this happen to me?
Whoops. Anywho's, what I like now is Funko does make some other like figures that are like smaller, and I don't know. I have one right here on my desk that I'm going to show you three because you can, or you two because you guys can see me, but the chat won't be able to. It's this little Jabba the Hutt little figure, but he's just a little tiny. Look at that,
guys. It's a bobblehead.
Little bobblehead. It's really tiny. It came in one of like the Funko boxes or whatever, one of the Star Wars Funko boxes. But it's again, it's small. They don't take up a lot of space, and it doesn't look like a pop figure. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't look like, it doesn't have one of like, it's
the giant heads.
How they, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have like a Chewbacca that's really cool looking. He's similar, and I don't know.
They're starting to do like these big scenes as well, which is kind of cool, where they're taking these action scenes and they're putting it all together, because obviously you got to grow, because now people are selling these things three for a dollar at every store.
Yeah, again, and just the oversaturation and the fact that, like, you know, they'll release a new line and it'll be like, this one's exclusive at Target. Yeah. Or, you know, this one's exclusive at Walgreens. It's just like, I'm not going into a Hot Topic to buy this motherfucker. Mm. I'm not going into a Walgreens.
Have like, you gone into a Hot Topic lately? Not for me.
I have. They kept asking me if I'm looking for my son or daughter.
I thought there was supposed to be some rule where the aisles had to be so wide for wheelchairs. Good Lord. You can't fit two people side by side in those stores. And I'm fat, so I make up two people.
Yeah, no, it's rules out the window at any Hot Topic I've ever been to. It's, yeah, because they always have their clearance aisle. Their clearance racks are always filled to the brim with stuff, which is awesome. But, yeah, there's no room to
walk.
That
whole store is a clearance aisle.
If there's more than five people in a Hot Topic, it's like over capacity.
Twan says I can't fit my ass between the aisles at Hot Topic. Yeah. Speaking of Hot Topic, Resident Evil is getting a series on Netflix, guys.
That is a Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I'm cautiously optimistic. No, I'm not.
All I can say, if Mila is not involved, I'm not involved.
I'm the opposite. If she's not involved, sign me the fuck up.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh. I was being facetious. No, but yeah, like I don't know.
Resident Evil's on the upswing, man.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Yeah, if it was like based on like Resident Evil 2 or something, like, yeah.
And maybe it could be. Maybe they don't go like a weird route where, you know, it's just a monster thing. Maybe they make it real fucking scary and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
I would even take, I would take season one in the mansion where it's just a, it's like jump scares galore. They're hiding. They're trying to figure out these puzzles. They're stuck in a room trying to figure out how to get this key and where is it going in the door while zombies are just knocking down the door and they're screaming. And at the last second, they finally open it and then to be continued.
I'd say even go further back than that and make that like a second season or something, or at least the second half of the first season. The first half could be kind of through the scientist's point of view, the people working at the mansion and people working in the underground facility for Umbrella, and having to see what their day in, day out stuff is with. And then you get to see a brief glimpse of what they're working on, you know, like the liquor.
I would
and,
take,
you know, just the different types of animals. It'd be awesome.
I would take season one of a group of people in the mansion, and then season it ends with them finding the door to the labs, and that's season two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like all destroyed and shit, and then they, you know, flashbacks and all that shit happens from video feeds and all that. I'd take that too. Either one, flip it, I don't care. Start in the labs, then go up, and then get loose in the police department for season three.
Yeah,
there you go. Okay, Netflix.
Go ahead.
No, I would just go along with that, but I would say I think we're all in the agreement that we'd like to see Resident Evil while Raccoon City was still somewhat relevant in the series. Like, we want the very beginnings of Resident Evil, not where it's kind of, you know, the Mia Jovovich like alternate verse where it's like fucking the world's in shambles and it's all apocalypse. Like, I don't want to see any of that shit. I want to see a functioning world with Umbrella still on top, kind of like doing this stuff low key in Raccoon City. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. And I was going to say, what I would love also to see is, you know, if this takes off and if it does well, I would also love to see like a Silent Hill series that's actually worth a damn also. Mm-hmm. Like, because Silent Hill 2 is so fucking good, and they kind of based some of the movies off of it, sort of, with Sean Bean's character. But like,
yeah,
man, like that's some creepy shit, but like it is like kind of jump scary stuff where it's like, what did I see in the fog, you know? I want some of that. I just need a good scary series. Is what I determined just now.
Yeah, I agree.
That'd be all and right.
You know what? The movies they did right, the Silent Hill ones.
Well, the first one, the second one was a garbage.
Yeah, I can't really remember. I remember like everyone losing their accents halfway through the film.
Yeah, so I starred in it.
What's that?
So I was a star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, everyone's speaking Australian.
It was what's his face from Game of Thrones? It's not Sean Bean.
No, Sean Bean. Peter Dinklage.
No. Yeah, it was fucking Peter Dinklage.
Pyramid Head.
Yeah, Peter Dinklage is Pyramid Head. Holy shit. I would watch the fuck out of that. No, it was Jon Snow. Kit Harington.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's move on. Talk about some family, shall we? Because Fast and Furious is getting spinoffs galore. They just announced another one. It's a female spinoff, and it's going to hit the road with three riders. Get it? They played on the whole tire thing and car hit the... No? Okay. Well, MoviePass is reviving its unlimited plan as a kind of last ditch effort to win back subscribers. Guys, who's signing up with me? Let's go. No?
No? I never signed out.
No, you've been there for the whole thing.
I've been with you from the beginning, MoviePass.
Damn. They've got... I don't know how much they're going to charge, but it's probably...
Yeah, I'm trying to read through to see if I can figure it out, but...
They've got the three separate ones that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, it doesn't say. So, if it's $19.95 a month, I'm going to take a guess here and say that it's going to be about $24 to $29 for unlimited pass every month. So, with that, we've closed out our movie news. And, as you guys know, Soldier Boy has been making headlines every single day, and it's no different this week.
Soldier Boy content. Soldier Boy's cool. Soldier Boy's console. Soldier Boy news.
I didn't know if you hit the drop or not. So Soulja Boy is back in the news, and he was featured on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you guys watched the link that I sent you, but
yeah, God, it was pretty funny.
It was so funny. They talked about Trump. They talked about his game console, Mario. It's fantastic. He was on there being made fun of, and Twitter lit him up because of the fact that he went on a show called The Breakfast Club. I don't know if you guys have watched any of that. It was Charlemagne the God. It's a fantastic program. If you like hip hop, they do some pretty good interviews. But he was a fucking mess, man. Yep. He went on and talked about how Kanye West is lame now, and about how he's like,
no, you're not wrong. Kanye West is
not
pretty
wrong.
Fucking lame.
No, but he also said he taught Drake everything he knows.
Oh.
He was the first artist to bring the Migos to L.A. All record labels owe him a percentage because he is the OG of the game.
What kind of cut does the OG of the game get in the business? Is that like a certain percentage?
He talked about his game console and how nobody in the rap game has ever released their own game console, and how he's made $100,000 yesterday in sales alone on it.
And then he's being sued for $300,000.
This fucking quote from the record labels part is, they said I killed hip hop, and now they doing exactly like I did, and I'm being shunned upon. I'm the reason y'all doing this. I'm the reason why there are these artists have social media. Y'all should thank me. Every artist in the game, all y'all record labels, y'all all owe me 5%, bro. Y'all gonna respect it. Okay. Someone needs to check their records and just see if the insane asylum is missing a patient. We need to make sure that he's on his meds. And we need to get him back to his legal guardian as soon as possible.
For real. So that's it for your fucking Soulja Boy breakdown this week.
Soulja Boy content. Soulja Boy's cool. Soulja Boy's console. Soulja Boy news.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Let's get into some gaming news. And the first thing off the bat is that the U.S. saw record-breaking video game sales in 2018. Is that a headline? No. In other news, water is wet. I mean,
yeah, I we've talked about this before, where as our generation and those below us, I mean, video games have obviously been on the uptick for years, but like as like more games come out, but now more generations below us continue to buy games as well, like, oh, that's weird. This thing that's been around for 30 years is starting to sell more as more people continue to consume. That's fucking weird.
Yeah. I don't get it, guys. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We don't have to spend too much time on that because they made a whole bunch of fucking money. Billions of dollars. It was great. $43.4 billion were spent on video games in the U.S. last year.
And I love the picture of Scrooge McDuck skiing down his vault of gold coins and money.
Apple is looking to get into the video game market. I thought they already were, seeing that they have a phone. But they're looking to become a publishing company and also a game subscription service.
Here we go.
That's the news that's hitting. There's rumors out there. They're suggesting that they're in early planning stages of creating both the companies and to publish games. I don't know if that means that they're going to go and publish like on actual consoles, or they're just going to keep in the mobile space, because, I mean, they offer you the tools to publish your own fucking game. So why would they need to help? I don't know.
I mean, their machines can't play games for shit. So like their desktop. So maybe they're going to look for the desktop market.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know.
They've God. There's no helping them when it comes to gaming on a Mac.
Yeah.
All they have to do is be like, all right, let's throw a GTX in there. But instead they want to be like, oh, we're going to keep our metal chip in there.
What was that? Letter. Mickey working for Apple?
No, this is just the Apple gaming guy.
Apple gaming guy.
Apple New gaming character. Guy.
All right, so this one, oh my gosh, I read this story on the way home and I about shit my pants because Steam, oh man. I keep saying Steam's not in trouble, but eventually they're going to be in trouble. And for shit like this, Metro Exodus is the latest AAA title that's going to ditch Steam for Epic Games. They're going to be an exclusive Epic game in their store for a one-year period. They have a one-year jump start on Steam. And I tell you, man, they're out here signing every single exclusive they can get. Whether it's bad for PC or not, I'm not sure at this point. All I know is that the competition is good for Steam, and Steam, I mean, it's, you gotta hope it kicks them in the ass and makes the service better, because they're losing exclusives left and right to the Epic Game Store.
Now this is timed, but still by a year from now,
like a year, that's huge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, a year from now, it's not going to be nearly as popular. Because especially it's a story-based game, so people are going to beat it and finish it. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks. I mean, it sucks for Steam. You know, for us as customers, I mean, we'll just fucking buy it where we got to buy it, you know, if we really want the game. But it sucks for convenience sake. But, man, Steam's got to step up their shit. They're losing sales here now. It's finally starting to kick in where they got to lower their rates there or work out their percentages.
So, I think it's easy for people to sign these exclusive deals with Epic because, for one, most games are now built on the Epic's engine, Unreal 4. And also, when Epic is giving you 90% of the cut and whatever else that they're promising, all the support that they need, all the access they need, like I feel like it's an easy win for them, and especially when you've got they made $2.8 billion off of Fortnite last year, and that's revenue alone. Like, fuck it, throw some money at these game companies to get exclusives. So crazy. Bethesda is in the headlines again, guys. And what the fuck? Why, after a month of your bag like incident, would you come out and be like, "All right, let's try it again"? Now they're selling a leather jacket for $276. When this news hit, the internet went fucking apeshit. You can look through Bethesda's Twitter account, and you can see everyone saying, you know, product advertised, actual product. And there's tarps. There's like bags. It's ridiculous, and people are just so unhappy with Bethesda at this point with this game. They can't seem to do anything right, and this just proves it. Like, how, instead of trying to improve the game and being like completely honest with your community and being, you know, transparent, you go, "Hey guys, what's next? I know, let's put out some new product for you to buy." I don't know, man. It's this whole thing has been a huge misstep for them.
Well, what else is new? It's fucking hilarious, all the response. I'm loving it. Just scrolling through these photos that are attached to this article and stuff, just like people like, "Oh, look at this leather jacket." And then it's like expectation versus reality, and it's like leather jacket and then a tarp that someone just put 76 on. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so funny. I love it.
It's the internet is a savage place. Mm-hmm. The IKEA bag is a good one too. Just for color's sake.
I like the, I don't know. It's just because it's like a $300 jacket, right? So they're just like, "What? How y'all think people that spent $200 on a $5 bag are going to react to this? Like, maybe they should get the jacket for free."
Exactly. Yeah. Agreed. Nintendo is in the news today and yesterday and every day. But this one is because of the fact that development of Metroid Prime 4 has been rebooted. And so if you thought that you were going to get a Metroid Prime 4 anytime soon, you were wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Wrong, oh, wrong. So what? I'm going to place this at, it's 2019, 2021, 2022 is probably when you'll get it.
22, probably.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how much they're able to salvage from whatever they've already worked on.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
So they just they came out with a video. They said, "Hey guys, we're sorry. It just doesn't meet our quality expectations." And so they're bringing in a studio that worked on some Metroid Primes already, and they're putting it in their hands. And away we go. Let's see how they do. You know, Retro Studios is the one that's going to be working on it. So. GameStop is in the headlines because they are a little bit in, you know, in hot water with fans of Kingdom Hearts. They've canceled some of the in the Kingdom Hearts PS4 Pro pre-orders. Say that 14 times fast. Cap, try to do it. Kingdom Hearts PS4 Pro pre-orders. Go.
Kingdom Hearts PS4 Pro pre-orders. Kingdom Hearts PS4 Pro pre-orders. Kingdom Hearts PS4 Pro pre-orders. Kingdom Hearts Pro Almost, though.
Hey, you did pretty good. I thought you were going to make it, man.
Yeah.
You got like three in, and then you stumbled.
I know. Story of my life. Ooh, that said, Ratty Blue Wizard is resubscribed for 6 months. Thank you, Ratty Blue Wizard.
So, I don't know. With this, with technology the way that it is, how do you oversell your pre-orders? How do you not know how many you're getting? Like,
unless at the very last second Square Enix or Sony was like, yeah, about that stock, you know, unless they shorted them. And
yeah,
I don't,
that would have to be my guess. If it was like, yeah, just sell as many as you can, don't worry, we'll have enough. And then it's like, oh shit, yeah, we were able to make 20.
Because remember that time Walmart oversold? That was, I forgot what system that was, but Walmart oversold too, and they had to like do a bunch of returns. And it was, this happened like last year with some special edition console. So, I mean, it's just, it is what it is. It sucks for them. I wonder what GameStop's going to do to kind of make it up.
$25 gift card.
Send them a $5 bag.
No, it's a $25 gift card.
You know what they should do, just as a joke and a jab at Bethesda? Send them 500 Adams too. On top of that, like a code for 500 Adams for Fallout 76.
That'd be fun.
I wouldn't even be mad at GameStop if they did that to me. I'd be like, fuck it. I got my refund in $25. And I get to fucking laugh at this. Worth it.
We can't even play this game, but well played.
Yeah.
How do you like it so far, Kev?
What? Kingdom Hearts 3?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one.
Or Fallout 76. I haven't played that since fucking patch.
Oh, Kingdom Hearts, man.
I haven't played it yet. It comes out tonight at 11.
Get it.
So tomorrow I will be, well, I'll be playing it later tonight, but tomorrow, yeah, I'm going to get into it.
Let's see. BioWare is releasing a little indie title that no one knows about yet, but we're going to announce it here. Anthem is getting released, and they had some issues with a beta that they put together. It was a VIP demo. I guess would you call it a beta? No. Yeah. Why not? Oh, I had to sneeze. Thank you.
That was good. The cough button worked.
It always works. I'm coughing constantly. And I'm saying swear words at you guys. I'm like, hey, stupid. And you just never hear it because I could just say it, you know? Anyways.
Watch these cameras more.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
right.
Why does he keep saying Kevin Vacuum?
I have a Roomba. I don't have to.
Let's see. They're giving away a free Javelin skin because of the troubles that they had. I guess it took about 8 hours for them to fix their servers. I got home at on Friday night when they launched. And they wanted everyone to know that it wasn't because it was overloaded with people. It was a bug that they found that they just didn't fix. They caught it and they didn't catch it in internal testing. But they worked on it. They got it going. We actually got to play the game and we all really enjoyed it. We're all looking forward to the actual release of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, and like there was still some like server issues, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like I had a couple of times where I got like it just loaded and loaded and loaded and just like froze. But even then, like we were in the middle of doing stuff or loading into the next mission or whatever. Like I just restarted the game, and the second I jumped in, it was like, "Yo, you're in the middle of doing something. You want to go back to that?" And I just hit yes, and because it like restarted everything, it just picked right back up and I was right back in with everybody in no time.
Which
and
was
so
dope.
Like it wasn't to me that big of a deal. Like it took you know, what, an extra like minute and a half or whatever to, mm-hmm. to relaunch the game and get in to where mm-hmm. I was supposed to be. Just be, so it wasn't like a huge.
So I guess that I was reading today too that this has been locked in for about 6 weeks. This demo, and so mm-hmm. since then they have fixed a ton of issues, including things with the matchmaking system, with grouping up with people. Like, there's a ton of stuff. Hopefully the sprint button in the town, in the city.
Yeah.
And they said they have fixed thousands of things that no one will see until launch. And so we won't know next week. They said that next week's demo is the same exact game that we played mm-hmm. already. So,
okay,
that's what they said. This time it's just open to everyone instead of mm-hmm. the VIP. And there's that. Let's see. Fortnite is eliminating their blind loot boxes in PvE mode, which no one plays. Does anyone play that fucking shit? I don't know. So I guess you could get loot boxes in the single player experience, or I guess it's co-op. Fucking no.
Yeah, whatever.
But at least it's a good thing. They're getting rid of loot boxes. You can actually see what you're getting now when you buy them. So good on them for doing that, because I feel like loot boxes are the devil. And fuck any game like Overwatch that keeps people buying them.
Yeah, well, and I also think that helps them with all the anti-gambling stuff, too. It's no longer like, I'm going to throw money at you, I hope I get something good. Mm-hmm. It's like, throw money at you, but I'm buying this. So it's like actual, you know, normal. It's like what you normally do when you go grocery shopping or something, instead of like, well, here's $50, grocery store, what you got?
Yeah. Which I just don't understand how, you know, fucking Blizzard is still, or I should say Activision, is still on it with it. Like, because of the fact that you could look at Fortnite as an example. You go to their item shop. It clearly says, hey, this is what we have for sale. You can buy it and have it. It's a skin. I want the skin that I want. I don't want random fucking shit. And then there's a 0.1% chance of getting it when I spend $50 on your... It's the most frustrating thing. And I've done it. I have done it. There was an event. There were skins I wanted in Overwatch last year. And I was like, you know what? I'll support them. Whatever. I'll spend the $40. I bought like 100 boxes or whatnot, whatever it is. I did 50 boxes. I did not get the skin out of 50 fucking tries. And I was like, what's the point? I've never spent another dollar with them.
Yeah. Yeah, because they got your $50 and they expect you to try again. They expect you to be like, what's it? Mo or whatever over in our Discord, the one who's like, yeah, I just dropped $250 to get this skin or whatever. Sorry to throw you under the bus, Mo, or whoever.
Yeah, he's here. He's in the chat.
It's Mo.
It's Mo. Yeah, but you know, like that, because people will do it, and it sucks, and it's greedy, and that's why it needs to be done with. But and the thing is like, if they're like, well, it makes us more money. Yeah, but fucking Fortnite made like $4 billion last year. So maybe you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
Overwatch, I didn't even see you on that list of the top ranking games like that made money last year. So you want to try again?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Speaking of them, aka Overwatch, Blizzard mm-hmm. is slashing $20 off the price permanently for the PC. So now you can spend that extra $20 on loot boxes.
Yeah, that's what they're thinking.
It's been like 3 years since this game has been out, and it's only down. Can you get it? It's 40. It's good. It's reduced to $20 down from 40.
Yeah.
Fuck. At this point, you should just make it fucking free.
The Legendary Edition is the one that still goes for 40 instead of 60, because it comes with a bunch of extra content, more skins, and then like cross content for Diablo, Heroes of the Storm, StarCraft, and all that. So you get extra stuff for that. But if you just want to play Overwatch, all you need is $20.
Let's see. Capcom is eager to remake Resident Evil 3 if the fans demand it. So do you demand it?
I would. I liked Resident Evil 3. That was a badass game. You had to run away from Nemesis for the
With the whole internet and the world on fire because of Resident Evil 2, which is getting really highly rated, and I think they had a really good time with it.
Oh my gosh! I saw like a review like the day that it dropped or whatever. It was like, did they just release the like game of the year in January? Because they're like, this is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
So.
God, I want to play that game.
Yo, you haven't? I'm surprised.
Because I had to pick one or the other. I only had enough for Kingdom Hearts. Like I said, I've told many stories about Kingdom Hearts. Although I love Resident Evil 2, and it's by far my favorite Resident Evil game ever. Kingdom Hearts, man. I got to know what happens to Sora and Mickey and Donald and Goofy.
They all die.
Yeah.
They all die. The darkness consumes
them. Well, I already pre-ordered Kingdom Hearts, so the money's out of my hands.
Right. So are their lives, because at the end, the darkness consumes them. They become darkness, and they over...
Kev.
Spoiler.
Kev.
Hi. Hi, buddy.
Why don't you just do like you did for Tomb Raider and go rent Resident Evil for $5 at Redbox and then beat the game and then turn it back in? You have $5, Kev.
That's very true. Very good point. However, I mean, now that Kingdom Hearts is coming out tonight, I'm not going to have time to play it. But also, that's a game I'd like to stream. Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to stream it, don't you?
Of course I do, Kev. I'm not going to play the game. I would have a heart attack, but I would love to watch you play it.
Okay, I'll find a way. When I get paid on Friday, I'll give two shits
about Kingdom Hearts. I don't care.
Which is surprising, because I thought you liked Disney, and like there's some really cool Disney stuff.
I moderately tolerate Disney. I like some of their movies, but like I don't care enough about Mickey and Donald and shit.
Yeah.
Also, not a huge fan of Final Fantasy either, so like there's no appeal to me at all for this game.
Yeah. But
Jared's making a face like he's surprised. At what point ever have I ever misled you that I gave any shits about Mickey Mouse?
I love Ricky the Rat. You laugh at Ricky the Rat.
No, but Ricky the Rat, because it is fucked up, man. It is perfectly in line with my sense of humor. This cursing, filthy rat. Love him.
All right, Doug.
I love Rizzo.
When I get paid, I'll stream Resident Evil for you.
Yes.
Whoever makes the next donation to the stream, it goes to Kev's Resident Evil fund.
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Most of the time I hate when we give stuff to Kev, but I'm okay with this.
Because it's beneficial to you this time.
So it may take 6 weeks to get a donation, but
if someone gifts it to me, I'll stream the whole goddamn thing and make sure that Doug's awake and whoever bought it for me is awake. But yeah, until then, I would have to wait until Friday.
Listen, Chaos in the chat says Doug should definitely stream Resident Evil 2. I have offered to buy him so many horror games because of the fact that I would like he's the perfect candidate. First, like he would become the most popular streamer on Twitch just playing horror games, but he won't do it.
We learned today that apparently you can get a whole bunch of followers if you just fall asleep on Twitch.
That's right.
Read that headline today. That's what I'm doing wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm foregoing sleep to stream when I should just be doing both.
Yes, exactly.
Dude, straight up, I watched that too. His tongue just did this number. Oh.
Oh man.
That's funny. They can't see that, but that makes me laugh.
It was on Reddit today, and it was like the most upvoted thing. All these clips of this dude just sleeping, just aw.
Should get him on the show.
Man, and he made money while sleeping too, because people were donating.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome.
I'd be horrified of like the like, oh God, what did I do in my sleep? But then at the same time, like, well, fuck it. Look at how many people are here and look how much money I made.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you can't give any fucks to how you look when you sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there's no one that looks hot while they sleep.
The uglier, the better, too. Just, get me out of my mouth. Listen, I made money chewing on a cookie. People paid me to eat a cookie on stream, and I went, I am in the wrong business.
I was going to say, that's every other stream for Doug with Burrito Cam.
It's true. But I did it.
People like watching fat men eat. What can I say? Yeah.
All right, that's it for the show. That's all I got.
Hey, I want to say one quick thing, though. This past weekend, Fountain City Roller Derby had their they started their new season, and it was for the co-ed teams, and Debbie played her first game with the Usual Suspects as her new team. And so that's awesome. I'm her biggest fan. But what's also awesome is we've got a few people who listen to us from Fountain City Roller Derby. So I just want to give shout outs. Well, shout out definitely to Sidewinder, because he was the one who told me he came up to me and said he listens to the show. So thank you so much, Sidewinder. That's so kick ass.
Why didn't you didn't you do this at the beginning of the show where they would actually listen?
Because you guys were on because we were talking about butt stuff. Why am I going to be speaking of butt stuff? Thanks, Sidewinder.
Well, yeah. they hit each other.
You know why? Wink.
They're doing hip checks. Yeah, right.
They do hip checks. It's butt stuff all the time.
But I also ran into Chud Fu out there from the Discord here, one of our fans. So that was cool. He was out there supporting roller derby as well. So yeah,
is he doing
supporting roller derby and or stalking you, Kev? This is two times now you've run into him in the wild.
Two times in a calendar year.
I am pretty fine. Sure. Like I had to ask. I was like, are we sure we're actually talking to Kevin when he was texting? Like, or did he steal your phone and murder you, but steal your phone to make it seem like you were still alive and texting?
He still could. It still could be happening.
Well, this... I'm looking right at you, Kev, so I know it's still not happening.
Well, I hope that everybody enjoyed today's show. Stay tuned, because we're going to do a Q&A after. And y'all better have some Qs, because we got some A's.
Yeah.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Until next week, lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.